Hi, it's Amy Newmark with three of my favorite episodes about parenting, miracles, and mysteries. I'll see you next week with new episodes.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with some instant inspiration for you from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Today, I want to talk about the gift of time, which is something that our kids really want from us, as we see over and over again in Chicken Soup for the Soul stories. And with Easter coming at the end of the week, I thought I'd share a couple of stories that might give you ideas for creating unique gifts this year. The first story is actually from a Christmas book, but gifts are gifts, right? In this story, which comes from our Christmas Magic book, Heather Block tells us about the Christmas card she got when she was 8 years old. It looked pretty boring to her, just a Christmas scene of a horse pulling a carriage in the snow, and her siblings got these boring adult cards also. They got these cards when they were opening their Christmas gifts, and the other gifts were much more in line with what they expected to receive. But now, as an adult, she says this card is the only gift she remembers from that Christmas. Because when she opened up that card, inside, under the boring pre-printed Christmas greeting, was a handwritten note from her father. It said, "For your Christmas present, this year I promise to spend an hour each week with you doing whatever you want to do." Heather and her siblings didn't understand what this meant, but they came to understand it in the next couple of weeks when they got to do so many things with their father. They got to play outside with him or play board games with him or even play Barbies with him. Heather says that these times were idyllic in her memory, these special times with her father when he focused on her and did whatever she wanted. Their dad only managed to keep his promise for a short time because 3 weeks after Christmas, Heather and her mother were in a car accident. Heather's mom was killed, and Heather was in the hospital for 3 months. But Heather says that Christmas promise from her dad has become more and more important to her with the passage of time. It dared her family to step away from the usual practice of Christmas and to move closer to its true intent. And Heather keeps that gift in mind as she prepares for the holidays now as a mother herself. Heather learned how important the gift of time is to children and how in the long run, that kind of gift is way more valuable than the latest video game or toy. Now, I took that concept of giving time a little further and created a whole coupon system for holiday giving. And this is definitely something you could do for Easter or for your child or grandchild's next birthday. What happened was that I started seeing things from the point of view of my children. I think it came about one day when I rushed them to get dressed up and then I rushed them into the car. And it was only when we were finally driving to our destination that I heard a little voice coming from one of the car seats behind me saying, "Mommy, where are we going?" And that's when I realized how frustrating it can be to be a child. Adults are always telling them what to do and without even explaining why, and kids just crave some control over their own lives. There was a 19th century writer who used the pen name Josh Billings, and he had some great advice about raising children. He said this, "To bring up a child in the way he should go, travel that way yourself once in a while." In other words, imagine what it feels like to have no say over your life, even for little decisions like whether you get to stay up an hour past your usually bedtime. It can be pretty frustrating to be a kid. And I realized how many of the little battles I was having with my kids were over tiny, little, unimportant things like bedtime or candy or watching TV. There had to be a better way to handle these things. We needed to be able to coexist with me in charge, but with the kids feeling like it wasn't a total dictatorship. I already knew that the kids behaved better when I gave them control over the unimportant things, such as how they styled their hair or what clothes they wore. In fact, Mike wore a red cape to nursery school for a whole semester because that made him happy, and Ella insisted on wearing Mike's outgrown khaki pants to school for a year. They looked awful on her, but she wanted them, so I let her wear them. I figured that if I let the kids make those kinds of decisions, they wouldn't feel the need to rebel about the things that really mattered, such as doing their best in school or avoiding self-destructive behavior. So one Christmas, and you could do this for Easter or birthdays, I surprised the kids with homemade coupon books. I took their most requested privileges and I made coupons for them, and I stapled them into a little booklet that included things like one coupon for a shopping spree at the mall, two coupons for a day with mom doing anything you want. So that's that gift of time that we talked about in Heather's story earlier in the podcast. I gave them two coupons for have a party for whatever reason you want. And I remember having a birthday party for a stuffed animal. I gave them four coupons for pick a game to play with mom. Again, same as Heather's story, spending time one-on-one with the child. I gave them four coupons for double your allowance this week. Four coupons for get candy while shopping with mom. Those four coupons for getting candy had to last an entire year. I gave them 12 coupons for have one can of soda whenever you want. And I gave them 12 coupons for stay up 1 hour past bedtime. And I gave them only 12 coupons for a whole year for watch 1 hour of TV on a school night. And there were lots more coupons. And as the kids got older, the coupons changed. In the early years, I had included coupons like have mom read a book to you. And in the later years, I included things like get a ride for you and your friends to the movies. So the coupons gave us peace. The kids loved these booklets full of coupons because now they had power over the little things. And they presented me with a coupon whenever they wanted to exercise one of their privileges. And they learned a lot, things like how to budget their TV time, how to choose whether it was really important to stay up late on a particular night, how to choose when to have candy and soda. They had to make these coupons last an entire year until the next Christmas. The kids are adults now, and they're on the verge of having their own kids. They still talk about those coupons and how much they like them. And I won't be surprised if my future grandchildren end up getting their own privilege coupons. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. If you'd like to read the books these stories were in, please go to chickensoup.com, click on the podcast button, and you'll see this week's featured books and additional information about them. And while you're there on our website, scroll to the bottom and click on Submit Your Story. You'll see all the books we're working on, and you'll see how to submit your own story and maybe get published in one of those new books. Come back for our next episode when we're going to talk about parenting again, but in the context of how moms always know best. I'll be sharing two stories that all the mothers and grandmothers out there will love, because we are always right.